KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 32 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, with a high around 50 and winds southwest becoming northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Due to a national shortage of testing supplies, officials with Cass Health in Atlantic say they are not able to offer rapid COVID-19 testing at this time. Outpatient COVID-19 tests will be sent to a reference laboratory, the results of which are typically available in 48 to 72 hours. Patrick Sampson, Cass Health Laboratory Director, says,
"We've had rapid tests on order for more than a month, but due to staffing challenges at the manufacturer, like many other hospitals, we are on emergency allocations at this point. We are hopeful that we will receive a shipment soon, and we are also awaiting a shipment of free at-home test kits. We know there is a high demand for tests, and we are doing our best to meet those needs."
Cass Health officials also encourage anyone who is asymptomatic or who needs routinely tested to seek testing supplies through local retailers or through Test Iowa. Free at-home test kits from Test Iowa are available for pickup at Cass County Public Health. Sampson says also,
"We have seen an increase in people coming in for testing multiple times a week or coming in for a test so that they can show their employers a negative result after having COVID-19. We would discourage the public from these practices. While we are supportive of testing, we have to be selective in how we use our limited testing resources, which is why we would encourage those populations to use at-home test kits instead. This helps us preserve rapid tests for our patients who are actively ill and may need more immediate treatments."
Additional information about COVID-19 testing can be found at casshealth.org/COVID testing. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet next hour at 9 o'clock at their boardroom in the courthouse in Greenfield during a weekly session, and on their agenda is discussion and possible action with regard to an inclement weather and worksite closing handbook policy, U.S. Treasury final interim rule on COVID-19 relief funding, or ARPA, and fiscal year 23 budget requests from the DHS Conservation Department, Adair County Veterans Affairs, and County Attorney. The board will also hold a public hearing on the FY22 budget amendment, followed by action on related amendments and appropriation resolutions. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will discuss tax increment financing and local option sales tax budgets. And Kevin Tanner will discuss matters pertaining to 305 305th Lane in Section 15, Washington Township of Adair County. Elsewhere in area news, sheriff's officials in Mills County on Tuesday said no injuries had been reported following a vehicle versus deer accident, a 2011 Honda, driven by 22-year-old Skyler Grace Negunst of Red Oak, was traveling south on Highway 59 at around 1:32 a.m. Tuesday when a deer ran out in front of the vehicle and was struck. The accident happened near the intersection with Paddock Avenue. The Honda sustained disabling damage. The Audubon County Roads Department says utility crews will be working on power transmission lines beginning this Friday, January 14th, and through Thursday, January 27th. That work will require road closures from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., with the road being open overnight. Work along Quail Avenue from Highway 44 south to 240th Street is scheduled for the 14th through the 19th. 240th Street from Robin Avenue east to Swift Avenue is scheduled for the 19th and 20th. And work along 240th from Quail Avenue east to Robin Avenue is planned for the 19th through the 27th. The schedule may be affected by any weather-related setbacks, of course. Also, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday spent a considerable amount of time discussing budgetary considerations, but they took no action. Near the end of the conversation, Board Chair Steve Beyer said, with regard to compensation for county employees, he told Sheriff Darby McLaren and Recorder Mary Ward, this will be a difficult budget year.
"I think most of you have been watching your department budgets closely and trying to be as frugal as possible. So there's probably not a great deal of trimming that can be done out of other parts of your budgets. I mean, that's how I see it at this point."
Supervisors Hartkoff and Green addressed a declining county population when considering law enforcement needs and pay.
"Our population is 25% less than we the building was built, 84.
You know, it took years for law enforcement to get up to safer levels. Now population is going down, maybe you can downsize law enforcement to try and pay for the wages.
Green City knows deputies serve the rural areas, and there may be other areas of funding to pay for some aspects of their salary and benefits. Chair Steve Byer said salaries are the issue.
Cost of living inflation has certainly put the workforce in a situation where if they're not going to lose ground, we have to, I think, 5-6%, somewhere in there has to be what we're looking at.
In other business, Cass County Engineer Trent Wilkins said work on Bridge Number 280 on 700th Street includes the replacement of a deck, and that work began on Monday. His crews are also cutting brush and conducting sign maintenance. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.